With a bill to protect the land stalled in Congress, President Obama used his authority under the Antiquities Act to create the monument. The president cited the beauty of the Organ Mountains in his remarks.
But it's not just the natural beauty of this region that makes it invaluable to future generations. Its caves and peaks and cliffs bear the marks of millennia of history, from the rock art of some of the first native peoples living on the land to the trail traveled by some of the first overland mail carriers. Some of the most notorious adventures of the Wild West were written in the Organ Mountains Desert Peaks region. More than 130 years ago, Billy the Kid took cover in the Robledo Mountains and literally left his mark, inscribing his name into what we now know as Outlaw Rock. You can see it today, and I want to make sure that future generations can see it as well.
Senator Martin Heinrich was on hand for the president's remarks. He also spoke with KRWG News. The senator says ranchers should not be concerned about the monument designation.
Grazing was protected in the legislation, and all indications are that the proclamation will take that approach as well. So I don't think that's a well-founded concern, and I think over time it'll be clear that grazing will continue to be managed as it has been.
In addition to protecting various historical sites and the splendor of the rural desert landscape, there are hopes the monument designation will lead to much-needed employment. A recent independent study found a new national monument could generate $7.4 million in economic activity annually from new visitors and business opportunities. For KRWG, I'm Fritz Martino.